From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for another deadly attack in Afghanistan. In a statement sent to VOA, the Taliban said that it was behind Saturday's explosion in the Khanabad district of northern Kunduz province. Police say the blast killed at least 22 members of a pro-government militia. The attack came one day after a series of terrorist attacks killed more than 50 people in and around Kabul. The Afghan capital is still on edge after the worst outbreak of terrorism since the Taliban confirmed it is under new leadership after the death of its founder. The Taliban claimed responsibility for sending three suicide bombers to attack a U.S. Special Forces base near the main airport in Kabul Friday night. Eight civilian military contractors and a U.S. serviceman were killed. Earlier, a Taliban suicide bomber dressed in a police uniform blew himself up in a crowd of cadets at an Afghan police academy in Kabul. At least 27 people were killed in that attack. No one has yet claimed responsibility for Friday's truck bombing in a residential area of the city, which killed at least 15 people and wounded hundreds of others. Hundreds of mourners turned out for the funeral of a Palestinian man who was seriously burned in the firebomb attack that killed his infant son. Saeed Dawabsha died of his injuries early Saturday, according to his family. Suspected Jewish extremists are accused in the July 31st pre-dawn attack, in which assailants hurled firebombs into a bedroom of Dawabsha's home. His 18-month-old son Ali died in the fire. His wife and their 4-year-old son are still being treated at an Israeli hospital. This